Low frequency radio properties of the $Z greater than $5 quasar population, by A. J. Glutemans et al. Optically luminous quasars at Z greater than 5 are important probes of supermassive black hole SMBH formation. With new and future radio facilities, the discovery of the brightest low-frequency radio sources in this epoch would be an important new probe of cosmic ionization through 21 cm absorption experiments. In this work, we systematically study the low-frequency radio properties of a sample of 115 known spectroscopically confirmed Z greater than 5 quasars using the second data release of the low-frequency array LOFAR 2-meter sky survey low TSS Doctor 2, reaching noise levels of approximately 80 mu g beam carat minus 1 at 144 MHz over an area of approximately 5,720 deg squared. We find that 41 sources 36% are detected in low TSS Doctor 2 at greater than 2 sigma significance, and we explore the evolution of their radio properties, power, spectral index, and radio loudness as a function of redshift and rest frame ultraviolet properties. We obtain a median spectral index of minus 0.29 carat plus 0.10 underscore minus 0.09 by stacking 93 quasars using low TSS Doctor 2 and faint images of the radio sky at 20 centimeters first data at 1.4 gigahertz, in line with observations of quasars at Z lower than 3. We compare the radio loudness of the high Z quasar sample to a lower Z quasar sample at Z approximately 2 and find that the two radio loudness distributions are consistent with no evolution, although the low number of high Z quasars means that we cannot rule out weak evolution. Furthermore, we make a first-order empirical estimate of the Z equals 6 quasar radio luminosity function, which is used to derive the expected number of high Z sources that will be detected in the completed low TSS survey. This work highlights the fact that new deep radio observations can be a valuable tool in selecting high Z quasar candidates for follow-up spectroscopic observations by decreasing contamination of stellar dwarfs and reducing possible selection biases introduced by strict color cuts. This was low-frequency radio properties of the $Z greater than $5 quasar population, by A. J. Glutemans et al.